trainer Ray Poitevant, my business partners Ash Vasudevan and Will Chang, and I walked out of the building in one badass line. It was like a scene from Reservoir Dogs. Well, maybe more like the scene from Swingers where they imitate Reservoir Dogs. As Coach House started to introduce the boys, smiling and thanking everyone for coming out to see this miracle of baseball, our mini entourage was buzzing with nerves. I was so pumped, I couldn't wait for them to get out on the mound. There wasn't a doubt in my mind that Rinku and Dinesh were going to nail this thing. Dinesh was up first. The scouts, three deep, jostled one another and shoved their radar guns into place. Scouts all bring their own guns, since they don't trust anyone. Dozens of barrels pointed at Dinesh as he trotted out to the mound. I'd never been more excited about anything in my life, and as a pro sports agent who had been in the business for more than 20 years, it took a lot to get me excited. I had seen and done just about everything, driven expensive cars, flown on private jets, partied at the hottest nightclubs, dated the prettiest girls, and watched the Super Bowl from the sidelines, but this was different. If Rinku and Dinesh showed the scouts the best they could do, it would change the courses of their lives and their families' lives forever. It would also vindicate me after most of the sports community told me I was an idiot when I first came up with the idea. I felt great. Success was assured. There wasn't a hint that anything could go wrong until someone pulled back the tarp that had been covering the mound. Suddenly, like a train wreck unfurling in slow motion, the entire situation